All right, now let's bring in Pat Pagano, and he'll bring us to a rude and abrupt end to summertime. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
I am doing okay. We'll just put okay, a capital O, period, K, okay. Period. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Had my kidney test come out normal, thank goodness for that.
Yay.
So I didn't have to worry about that. So that's a good thing. I have a little bit of dry eye, that's annoying. But that's pretty common this time of the year. Aside from that, the only other thing that's annoying is the weather.
Yeah, there's already, just to the north of us, winter storm watches posted of Massachusetts. I guess this really is going to be quite a mess on Friday.
Yeah, they have a winter storm watch out for the Berkshires and on north. Nothing yet for us, but give it time. We're expecting a little bit of sun today, 40 to 45, which is nothing to sneeze at, or it may be, obviously. Tonight, cloudy in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, periods of rain, 35 to 40. Now, that rain will probably change to a wintry mix by Friday morning, which will go to snow. We'll have a high of 30, and it will fall into the 20s Friday. So we are expecting some snow. I don't know exactly how many inches here. I don't think that it's going to be very heavy snow, but my gut, just the gut right now, tells me that we could wind up with either 1 to 3 or 2 to 4 in that range.
Okay.
And then partly sunny and windy Saturday, 25 to 30, and partly sunny in the 30s on Sunday. So the weekend will not be bad.
Now, what about that potential second storm you were talking
about?
No,
that's staying to the south.
Okay.
Right now, that is off the table. Not saying that it can't get back on the table, but right now it's off the table.
So we just have to get through Friday and Friday night.
Right. And by Friday night, it's over. Early Friday evening, it's out. And then it just clears up and turns cold again for a change. Yep. So at least you get a little reprieve, you know. Today, tomorrow, you know, at least it'll be in the 30s to the low 40s. So, and it's wet as opposed to white. Little reprieve. It's going to make things just sloppy and slushy and messy.
Sloppy, slushy, and messy.
Slushy and messy. Yeah.
SSM.
SSM, yeah. And that pretty much is it. So what's the story with you? When do you go back to the doctor now?
I go back into the hospital for an asthma test tomorrow.
Okay.
That'll be about, I think it's around 11:30 or 11:40. Okay. And then after that, we'll take a look at the blood panels, and we'll take a look at the results of the asthma test and move on from there.
Okay. I'm glad it's tomorrow, not Friday.
So am I.
Yeah. You know, it's much easier to drive in rain than it is in ice and snow. So that's a good thing. Okay, so that's a good thing. And outside of that, I don't think there was too much happening. I can't remember. I know I have to vote. I'm busy working on that. You know, vote for
The movies.
For the movies. So I'm busy working on that. I'm busy working on getting stuff ready for our own movie premiere, which is at the end of this month. And that should come to pass as long as the weather's okay.
And that's held at your house?
Yeah, that's the one at my house. And that's really principally for the people who are in the movie. Then the one in the summertime up at the lake, that's for anybody who wants to see it. You know, this is, in my opinion, the important one, not the one at the lake. And cry that loud. They never show up anyhow. So.
Is that couple that always spills drink coming?
Yeah. I was thinking about that.
You give them special glasses, don't you?
I give them special glasses with wine. Unfortunately, if you remember 2 years ago, because she wasn't here last year.
Yeah.
But 2 years ago, you know, we show the movie downstairs in the big room, and then dessert is upstairs in the dining room. And she took her cup of coffee, and a regular cup, of course, and went into the living room. And when she went to get up off the couch, she spilled a cup of coffee all over my 100% wool rug.
Did you get it clean?
No, her husband, I got it cleaned, but her husband quickly got her coat on and escorted her out. So
you don't want to face the wrath of Pat Pagano.
I just couldn't believe it. You know, I said to myself, you know, I'm just going to tell the husband when he gets here. I'm going to pull him aside and say, Don, do me a favor. Please watch your wife and make sure she don't spill anything on the rugs. That's all. That's all I'll tell him.
That's always a weird situation.
I mean, what are you going to do? Drink coffee from a sip mug as well? I guess you could drink coffee from a... You're right. You could drink coffee from a what? A what do they call them?
They have those cups that have that little
thermos.
Pump, huh?
The thermos. Yeah.
So she wants to have coffee and she's going to walk around, have her have it in a closed container.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, they also sell them, right?
Yeah.
They sell those throwaway with the lids on. I should get those. I'd say, but anybody who would like to take coffee with them on the road, please use these cups.
They also sell those aluminum cups that hold the heat and hold the cold. If you have a cold drink or whether you have a hot drink, and they're not throwaway cups, you can use them time and time and time again, and they have lids on them as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, something to think about.
So you haven't watched any movies then lately?
You know, I really haven't. Yesterday I was pretty busy, you know, again, with the weather, a lot of phone calls, trying to figure all of that out. And I just didn't have the, you know, by the time it rolls around to 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, Marshall, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Really, really tired. So, no, nothing to, and tonight I have yoga from 7 to 8. And I'm sure when I get out of that, I'll be tired again. So, yeah, it's probably going to wait for the weekend, Marshall.
You know, last night was the first night in months. I went to bed at about 6:30. And I didn't wake up until 3:30, quarter to 4.
Oh, you see, you had a good sleep.
Didn't have to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
No hacking. My voice is a little weak this morning. I don't know why, but there's no hacking. But that was the first really full night's sleep that I had in almost 2 months. And I think because it was such a full, complete night of sleep, that it's left me a little tired this morning. You know what I mean? My body's not used to it. It's like, wow, this is great. This is great. A whole night you didn't get up, you didn't cough, you didn't do any of that stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and now you're a little groggy for it. Yep.
I'm like, the grogginess, most people will tell you I'm pretty groggy most of the time. Anyway, but now on tomorrow, I can't take any of my medication. Because I'm having that test, and they want it rare, so I have no idea what I'm going to feel like tomorrow. But we'll give it the old shot because they want a pure test without any aid from steroids, without any aid from the inhaler that I take once a day. So that's going to be just a plain day tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with that day and see how that test comes out. That's where you breathe into the thing with the little balls.
Oh yeah, right.
I don't have high hopes for this.
Well,
I don't have high hopes. But we'll see what happens.
Okay, think positive. Yeah, that's a good thing. In the meantime, you know, as far as today is concerned, you know, enjoy it. No precipitation. And again, at least it's milder.
And today and tomorrow are going to be nice days then.
Well, tomorrow's going to rain.
Oh, it's going to rain all day for starting in the morning?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so enjoy today.
That is correct.
And don't enjoy Thursday, and really don't enjoy Friday.
That is correct.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall, take care.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.